Kyle Hendricks is going to be on the mound tonight. And let me give you some concerns I have as a White Sox fan about Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks, who's had kind of an up and down season so far, like he's had a couple of brilliant starts and a couple, oh my God, starts. He's the type of pitcher that the White Sox should be looking forward to facing, but could take advantage of their aggression by getting them to swing at changeups early in counts that are outside and getting them to hit pitchers' pitches. When I was looking at the matchup, I felt like the White Sox had the pitching matchup won with Kopech versus Smiley and Giolito over Hendricks. But Hendricks is smart enough and crafty enough, and the weather should be fine tonight, to go out there and attack the White Sox in a way that will make all of us unhappy. But he's struggled, and he's struggled finding his rhythm out there on the mound. Yesterday, I had David Ross on the show. I talk with Rossi every couple of weeks, and I asked him about what's going on with Hendricks. Here's what he told me.
The thing that I think that he talks about the most and that we see from the side is the ball gets just a little bit flat. When he's got angle and the sinker's sinking down underneath rather than running across the zone, you just got more room for error and you don't have to be so fine. And then, you know, a couple of the balls, when they do get up, guys put better swings on it and the ball gets in the air. He's a ground ball pitcher. His last start didn't get a lot of balls on the ground. When he's right, he's getting the balls on the ground and getting guys to chase underneath. That's his strength. So just a couple of those things, you know, he's had some really good starts. I think there's, you know, probably more positives than negatives, but we want to make sure when we do have one of those days where he doesn't feel quite as good and the ball's flattening out, we need to kind of adjust off that a lot sooner than we've done so far.
Yeah, that adjustment is key. And let me tell you, if the ball flattens out tonight against the White Sox lineup, he's going to have a problem. And there's a couple guys that he's going to have a problem against in this lineup. One of them is Josh Harrison, who in his career against Kyle Hendricks is hitting .458. And that's a significant a number of at-bats versus, like, he's had 24. Another guy is Jose Abreu. Abreu hitting .591. In 22 at-bats against Kyle Hendricks. And then Tim Anderson, who's hitting .375 against him. I expect Adam Engel to be in the lineup today, too, because of the matchup issues with him. If he's crisp and has a great game plan, which I suspect he will, it could be difficult for the White Sox. But if that ball flattens out like Rossi was talking about, wakatow, yakatow, you could see it happen.